Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Done Right, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo Meditation, and much, much more.
Family, family, family. It's Duchess. How have you been? I'm telling you, it's wild out there. But we're not alone, and we're going to talk about that. But first, let me share some of the stuff I've been going through, okay? Now that I've got this gout thing calmed down, I'm beginning to realize that what I need to do is do my own massage technique on my feet so that my feet can get back into condition to be able to walk. And that's turning out to be a fun thing for me to get back to doing. Lots of things happening. Lots of things happening. Crazy things. Things that make me want to forget about what's going on out there in the world and concentrate on what's going on here. In my sacred living space. It's turned out that someone in my environment or outside my environment, in the environment of my building, has decided that they want to smoke in this smoke-free community. Now, we're not supposed to smoke in our apartments. We're not supposed to smoke in the parking lot. We're not supposed to smoke on our balconies. We're not supposed to smoke on our patios. And I thought that was an asinine thing when I received these notices in all of these apartments around here saying, I'm like, who are these people to tell people who pay close to $1,700 a month rent that they can't smoke in their apartment? Well, lordy, 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 I know why. Somebody's smoking in their apartment and it's seeping into mine. I can't sleep at night. I cough when I'm watching TV, when I'm working on my computer. I can't be in a computer room because my lungs are burning. So, things are happening, you know. And I watch enough Judge Judy for me to know that if I signed a lease to live in a smoke-free environment, then it's the management office and their corporation that's breaking my lease, and they're going to have to help me move. Of course, I don't want that to be something that I have to do because you haven't been in my apartment to see all this stuff that will have to move, and I don't know who's going to help me move it to where. Excuse me, but now you know on a lot of my shows you hear me going because my lungs are screaming at me on occasion. Then this morning I woke up, you know, to do that 4 o'clock in the morning run, and I hear water streaming through the walls of my apartment from my laundry room area. I call emergency maintenance, waited. There you go. 3 hours later, no emergency maintenance. So I call again, and then I call again at 10 o'clock. So here comes maintenance. Seems there's a leak upstairs in the apartment above me. Well, in the wall, one of the pipes, the water pipes broke. So there you are. But, you know, do you get upset about this kind of stuff when you see water streaming across towards your dining room ceiling and you throw a towel over your dryer unit because you see water dripping out of the light fixture in the laundry room? No, these are things that are happening. These are things that are going to make you want to go scream somewhere. These are things that are going to make you want to just lay down and say, now what? But you don't want to do that because, you see, we call it a dark vibrational force encompassing the whole entire face of this earth that really, really is wanting to make our lives miserable because it's beginning to dissipate and die off. And the more it dissipates and dies off, the louder it gets to make you miserable, to frighten you, to make you scared that, you know, all things are for naught. So I was listening to one of the Ascension teachers the other day, and yeah, she makes good sense to me. So I figured I'd share some of that with you. Because last week, I was feeling really, really down. It was like this heavy weight was just hovering over me. And then I hadn't heard from a couple of my partners who live alone or who contact me every day to find out how I'm doing. So I tried to contact them, and one had her phone totally off. You know, and another one, although she wasn't answering, but her phone was going straight to voicemail. But she did text me, the one who had her phone off, and said, I'm sorry, I haven't been in contact with anybody because I just got this dark, heavy weight on me, and I couldn't even get out of my bed. I didn't feel like moving. I just didn't feel like doing anything. That's how depressed I was. And then the second one contacts me and says, you know, I was really having a bad day yesterday, a really bad day, but today I'm feeling great. So you see, a lot of us are feeling this, and a lot of us, whether we know it or not, we're light workers. Whether you believe it or not, you're a light worker. You're a light worker, and you know how you know you're a light worker? Because you're alive and well during this time. During this time, with all that's going on around the world, you're still here. Those who chose not to be a part of this, they transition, or they're transitioning as I speak, because they're not a part of rebuilding, you know, the new earth under the new energy. So let me share, and hopefully we have enough time, because we'll open it out to some questions. To people who want to ask questions, we'll open it out and we'll let them have their say. So, Lori Ladd, Lori Ladd, L-A-D-D, L-O-R-I-E, L-A-D-D, is an Ascension teacher. And she want to let you know that she's sending a big virtual hug out to the earth plane, to all of us. Wherever we are, here's a big hug from Lori. You know, it's time for us to realize that there are two timelines playing out right now. You know, two timelines. One of them, there is a timeline now that is in a lower state of consciousness, or at that low frequency we always talk about. And this low frequency timeline is holding fear, okay? It's holding stress. It's holding anxiety, manipulation, censorship, and it is getting louder and louder and louder. Look at it and imagine it as a screen, you know, a big movie screen, you know, with all the horrors flashing on the screen. Then there is another timeline playing out in this time right now. Right now, this moment, two timelines. But there's another one. And this one is quieter. It's quieter because we haven't been able to step into it quite yet. We are not sure. It's really there. Is it really there? Can I trust it? Can I really believe in it? Now, Lori has some fantastic visions. And, you know, we need to grasp hold of some of this. Can. And the reason why we're so afraid or unsure if we can really believe in it is because the fear that dark consciousness is being dismantled. Okay? And as it is being dismantled, it's getting louder and louder and louder. So that's why we don't know when we're feeling in that trust mode. You know, sometimes I wake up in the morning and I feel so at peace with myself. And then all of a sudden, out of the clear blue, I get smacked in my brain. Oh, man, that stuff is still out there. And so I get smacked back into that screen of anxiety, stress, you know, like, oh, God, here we go again, another day of this, you know. Then you look at the news on TV and you see how many people have transitioned and the vaccine and there's going to be a mandatory, a lot of stuff going on because that screen is getting louder and louder, okay? And all you want to feel and say is, please don't destroy me. Don't destroy me. I'm going to get louder and louder and louder. So you hear what the screen is saying? Oh, please don't destroy me. Don't destroy me. Hey, don't destroy me. All right? So this is to give you the illusion to make you believe that I am getting bigger and bigger and bigger, that I am more powerful. You know, I am the power out here. And the light in the other timeline keeps building. Now, this is the second timeline, the higher states of consciousness. This one is light, love, unity, freedom, choice, sovereignty, that's safe ground, peace, calm, abundance, expansion. That timeline is here right now. It's here right now. We've just got to believe that it is. But many of us are hearing the loud stuff, mandated vaccines. Lori Ladd says, not going to happen. 5G towers are going to destroy humans. Not going to happen. Chemtrails are going to manipulate and screw up our minds, Lori says. Not going to happen. You know, famine is not going to be enough food for us to eat on the face of this earth. Remember we got the no more chicken scare? There was no chickens? All of these stories, not going to happen. We are not going to have enough food to eat. Not going to happen. Okay? All of these stories, they're stories. There is going to be 10 days of blackout. Not going to happen. I've been looking at all those people walking around with the guns out there. You know, I've been hearing that we're going to have a civil war. You know, if we believe it's not going to happen, it's not going to happen. But this is what that lower vibrational screen is telling us. And we are watching it unravel. It is actually unraveling. Okay? But there is another screen absolutely happening as well. Now, our job as light workers, way showers, warriors of light, star seeds, is to focus on that screen. Regardless of how loud the volume gets turned up on that dark vibrational screen. So here's what Lori's guides wanted her to share with us. First, there are beings of light, like many of us, but not in physical form. Beings of light on the earth plane moving around with us right now as energetic beings, dismantling that other screen. Now, you know, some people out there may say, Duchess, you must be out of your mind. Where are you going with this? Well, I have to tell you that if you believe in angels. You believe in spirit guides. You believe in archangels. You believe in your spirit folk that have transitioned. And if you believe that they're here with you, consider them to be those light beings that are close to us, standing by us, because maybe they transitioned during this time so that they could be on the other side and work better alongside of us to dismantle that dark vibrational screen. Okay? They are working with and assisting humans that have the role of dismantling that lower consciousness. So the amount of power and light that is working on behalf of the higher timeline would blow our minds. You know? They have to work behind the scenes, because if I woke up tomorrow morning and we were like in space age modern day times, I looked out my window and I saw, you know, transport machines, you know, of the future going across the sky, that would blow my mind. But because it is sort of behind the scenes, these light workers, these spirit folk, these angels, these light beings, it is much more of an energetic behind the scenes, dismantling what we don't see. It's hard for us to believe it. That's why it's behind the lines, because like I said, this dark consciousness that we have been in for so long is so dark, and it's being dismantled in a way that won't harm our psyche. It won't bring us into a psychotic state. So we are not necessarily seeing the dismantling of that dark consciousness right now. Thank goodness. You know, our Creator has a way of protecting us. You know, I mean, if we had a view of everything that was being created or going on behind the scenes that, you know, we are not privy to, it would blow our minds. So, our Creator is very kind to us. But what we are seeing is the physicality of the dark consciousness right now. We're being told these things. We're being shown these things. We're being stuck inside of our houses. These are all things that we are seeing. And all these things are happening. That's the screen playing out in front of our eyes. That's the screen we see playing out in front of our created reality. This is what we're seeing. But there is another screen. And this is what we need to pay attention to. We need to pay attention that we are not alone. There are beings walking on the earth plane, walking as light, that we can't see, that are literally dismantling that entire dark timeline. You know, like I said, do you talk to your guides, your spirit guides? Do you communicate with your higher self? Do you believe when you sit in prayer there are angels on either side of you? Do you believe all of this? Well, trust that these angels are with you, okay? You can't see them, but they are there. And like I say, just because you can't see them, don't think that they're not there. Our free will gives us the right to accept or reject whichever screen we decide to focus on to play out. These beings of light need us to hold that light. That dark timeline would play out if we didn't shift the frequency of the whole collective. You know, we call it that, oh, I always forget that term. It's right on tip of my tongue. It'll come to me. But it is up to us to shift our vibration to the other track and move down the path. move down the path, okay? That path of a higher vibration. So how do we do that? The term I was trying to think of, critical mass. When enough of us holding space to shift that vibration off to another track, and we've reached critical mass, enough of us, it will just unfold and unravel, and it will be revealed, and it'll go away. So how do we do that? We have to stay focused on the higher vibration. We have a choice in what we believe in. We have to remember that we must stay focused on the higher timeline, no matter how loud the dark timeline gets. I know it's miserable. I know you're miserable, but you can't focus on that. There are millions upon millions of human bodies like you and me that are light workers, way showers, warriors of light, star seeds, on top of the actual light beings that are on the earth right now, making an impact. Now imagine them all in a line, a huge line across the entire earth. So when you start thinking about things like this, don't think just you and your next door neighbor. Don't think about you and your state and the next state over. You have to see these light beings and light workers and warriors of light encompassing the whole entire earth. We're not alone. We are all moving forward, walking toward that really dark screen. You can make all the storylines you want about that dark screen. You can say anything you want about it. You know, any narrative you want, vaccines, mandatory, 5G, you know, civil wars, dark night of the soul, whatever you want, whatever you've been told. But here we are, a massive light movement of light workers, warriors of light. All of us are called that. So, holding a high frequency, a very high frequency, you've got to do that. We talked before about keeping your vibration up because you maintain a healthy immune system. You can't be depressed no matter what's going on. I mean, it's easy for me to say, you know, you could be in pain. You could have a flood running through your walls like I did this morning. You could see water streaming across your dining room ceiling. You know, but you can't let it get you down. You've got to find. What do I do? Saturday afternoon, I watched a show called Laughs and Gags. I mean, it has me in hysterics. Find something funny to make you laugh, to keep your immune system and your vibration high. But you have to understand that whether you believe this or not, okay, you are and we are all moving towards that higher vibrational screen. That dark screen doesn't just go away because we get closer to it. What it does is it gets louder the closer we get to it, because we are shining more light and more light and more light. You know how you don't see anything in the dark until you strike a match. Then you have stuff that's, you know, visible to you. And that's what happens. The more you shine your light on the dark, the more you shine it, the more it begins to dissipate. And we have to be courageous warriors of light as we walk towards that screen, because that screen that we are literally dismantling does not want to go. It does not. It wants to keep a stranglehold. You stuck in your house? We're getting closer to the screen. They say vaccines are going to be mandated. We're getting closer to the screen. They're screaming civil war. We're getting closer to the screen. You can't do anything to me. And you must say this constantly. No matter what's going on out there, it cannot do anything to you. It can go ahead and try. But we are massive warriors of light. And we are dismantling it. That's the mentality. Yes, it is hard. Yes, it sucks. Yes, yes. Everything you are feeling. Yes, yes. It's getting on my nerves. I can't stand it. I got to wear these masks on my face. I mean, you know what? I didn't like to put on my winter clothes in the wintertime, but now I have to put on my winter clothes. I got to put a mask on my face. I got to put plastic gloves on my hands. I get in my car. I got a little teeny carry-on bag with some spray bacterial stuff. I got my hand sanitizer in there. I mean, I got to take plastic bags when I go to the post office box because I don't want the I wash my envelopes. I wipe them down when I bring them in the house. You know? So, yeah, we're sick of this. But you are still a warrior of light. And you're on that line, moving towards that screen in order to dismantle it. The more courageous we are in looking at it, recognizing that we are standing on that other timeline, yeah, we're looking at it, and oh, yeah, it's getting louder. Oh, yeah, it's getting obnoxious. Oh, yeah, but you are not going to trick me anymore because there is this timeline I am now standing in, and this is the timeline I am now choosing to focus in on no matter what the dark timeline says, because not only am I, but millions of other warriors of light shining the light and not letting it have control over us anymore. And that's the mindset we have to focus on, okay? We're not letting it have control over us telling me or you, telling it or whatever, I have to be afraid of something, telling me that this is going to happen no matter I am taking back my power, my sovereignty, my choice. I am choosing another timeline. I am choosing to remember that even if I can't see it, there are beings of light that are dismantling you no matter what. This will not win. It will not play out as we get closer and closer as voyeurs of light. It is dissolving. So how do you know whether or not you're, you're a light worker or a way shower? Martin Luther King, I got Martin Luther King on my mind. Mark Twain said, the two most important days of your life are the day you were born and the day you find out why. What we're in the process of doing is creating a new world of community, harmony, and equality. And so the dark has to go. But, like Lori Ladd said, it's screaming. It's hollering. It's just going wild because it doesn't want to let us go. It's been here so long, it thinks it belongs here, and it's giving us a big fight. So What's a light worker and what's a way shower? We are all light workers. We all have a mission and a purpose. Our job in this incarnation is to figure out what our purpose and missions are and to live them in a way that serves our highest good and the highest good of others. What's a way shower? Who are they? Way showers. Way showers are also light workers, but they are light workers who choose to bring their talents and gifts into the world in a larger way. They use their leadership skills to help light workers contribute their skills to create a new world of community, harmony, and equality. The oath of the light worker and way shower we have taken as given to us by archangelic realms are: here and now I proclaim the allegiance and the acceptance of my role as the new way shower of the new light worker. I, here and now, commit to my mission and my intentions for that mission. It is my purpose. I now connect freely with my divine plan. I now freely take the oath of the way shower. So once again, you are all light workers to a greater or lesser extent. You all have a mission and purpose in this lifetime and come here, yes, we come here possessing various healing modalities. We may decide to partake in these modalities any way we choose. For example, we may choose to work with individuals as a bioenergetic healer. That may be our mission and purpose, working as a healer with individuals or groups. Those are like your Reiki folk, people who do massage therapy. They're healers. And way showers are light workers who choose to bring their gifts and talents out into the world in a larger way. A way shower shows the way for others to move into their path to create a new world of community, harmony, and equality. Way showers may choose to work in different ways. Some may choose to work with individuals as healers. Some may choose to take their gifts and talents further on the path into the unknown, then others in service to the masses. So, in this little speech, it is saying that Archangel Michael asks yourself, am I a light worker? Am I a way shower? Am I both? It is time for you to begin to define specifically why you are here. Some may be able to do this now. Some will be able to answer as they continue on their life journey and discover their purpose in this lifetime. But it is important to know your life purpose. It will be defined and refined as you continue on your life journey. Prepare for your life to change. You are all on the path of the light worker. Some may choose to remain where they are, and some will choose to go further. Your path will unfold as you take one step forward, you are given many tools to help you discover who you are and why you are here. As you work with this material, you will discover your purpose and your passion, and you will realize that you are here for world service. World service is about bringing your gifts and talents into the world in a way that brings you joy. In doing so, you are choosing to be a light worker and a way shower. So two important tools to help you on your life journey. You can go to this website. It's called the Angel Network. And you will be able to find the five agreements from Archangel Michael and the six sacred messages from Yeshua. You know, that's their way of saying Jesus. They provide guidelines for living your life as light workers and way showers. So now, you know, a lot of people don't believe in Yeshua or Jehovah or Allah or whatever you choose to call your higher power, your creator. You have a purpose. And if you are not living according to your purpose, well, then you're not a happy person. There's a divine reason for all of us who are still alive on the face of this earth during this challenging time. And the reason we're here is to help one another evolve, maintain a higher vibration to get through the challenges that we are facing. And once again, when we step out there, we've got to maintain a positive mental attitude because that dark screen is screaming at us and it wants to scare the living hell out of us. And for some of us, that's what it's doing. The last show I had, I opened up with saying there are some people who have gotten so used to their masks that they'll wear these masks for the rest of their lives. They'll never take a mask off their face. There are some people who wear their mask inside the house. Now, I had to keep my mask on inside my apartment this morning because my maintenance guy came up in here. You know, I don't let anybody in my living space. But he had to come up in here because the water was flowing through my walls. And, of course, you got to let the maintenance guy in. But ask yourself this question. And this is a question I got from Lori Ladd. You know, she's great. If you knew 1,000% beyond a shadow of a doubt that we get through this intense shift and that we will find ourselves living, standing, breathing in higher states, how would you respond in your now moment? What would you be doing right now if this stuff wasn't going on outside? Now, that's the focus, and that's what we're going to have to maintain ourselves. You know, so I thought about that. What would I be doing? Well, let me see. In my now moment, right now, this minute, I would have just flown in from California attending the Blue Retreat. I will have seen my son and my grandbaby over there, his wife and family. You know, I know where my Airbnb place is. I know that that's where I would be in my now moment. I just left there. Okay? And I had a ball. So if I'm having a ball, just having left the Malibu Mountains, and there is no fire. There is no burnt landscape. There's no burnt forest over there because in my now moment, it's non-existent. You know, now you can call that daydreaming, but I call that a daydream that I can see being fulfilled. So we have to think, not the way things are, but the way we see things can be. We desire for them to be. That's how we create our future reality. Because right now, most of us are getting up in the morning, going to the bathroom, dragging ourselves maybe to the kitchen to get a cup of coffee, saying good morning to a bunch of grumpy, grouchy faces, that kind of thing. But, you know, when you do that every single day, what you are doing is you are creating your familiar future, because you do it every day. So it becomes your familiar future. And your familiar future, when you get up and you're in it, that has become your current state of reality. So what we've got to do in order to create a new type of future is to think to ourselves that we're going to do something different. Well, this morning I'm going to use my left hand to brush my teeth instead of my right hand. And every day I'm going to do something totally different from the way I did it yesterday. So that it no longer becomes, yesterday no longer becomes my familiar future in my current state of mind. Sounds tricky, but you can have fun with that. Learn how to have fun with that. You'll get many blessings as you play those little tricks on yourself, those little games in your head. So, what do we want to do now? We probably want to go and look at the book and pick a page to read from Masters in the New Energy. I don't know what page I'm going to be guided to, but I'm going to pick a page. How about that? We only have a little bit of time left because I'm going to have to end before 6 or we're going to get cut off because I programmed today's show to be exactly 60 minutes on the dot. And Blog Talk has no problem shutting me down in the middle of a sentence. So here's what we got. Masters in the New Energy wants me to... Oh, it's talking about our Creator. I'm going to read a couple of sentences there. It goes on to say, in the previous sections, we talked about the New Energy Master's relationship with themselves. We talked about the relationship with others, all the dynamics that take place in dealing with other people and events in the world. Now we're going to talk about the relationship with spirit. Some choose to call spirit God. This whole concept of grander beings, which is all little g, which is all gods are, is not really known or understood during the Lemurian periods of humanity, and even through most of the Atlantean periods. There were no word to describe a god. There were no religions. There was no worship as you know it now. Religions, you see, are a contemporary invention of mankind. In Lemuria and Atlantis, it was simply called the unknown. It was acknowledged that we don't understand how certain things happen, but it wasn't attributed to some higher power. It was simply what has not been learned yet. That's all it was. There wasn't some great deification taking place. There weren't temples. There wasn't worship. There wasn't worship, and there were no rules. It was simply what has not been learned. Yet it was beautiful. It was the acceptance that there were things yet to be discovered, as well as the acceptance that much had already been discovered. It wasn't until approximately 9,000 years ago that the first true concept of gods came into being. Human consciousness had changed and developed enough that there was now a need to try to define this thing that had not yet been learned. So humans came up with this concept of gods. In a sense, they were, at the time, moving in the right direction. For instance, they understood that there was a god of the sun, and in a sense, there is. There is an energy of the sun, a consciousness of the sun. So humans at that time called it a god because they didn't understand it or how it worked or interrelated to them and to nature. Because of the lack of understanding, they feared it, and therefore they worshipped it. So it goes on to say that they felt that there was a god of the waters. You know, we know that a lot of our traditions, African traditions, Native American traditions, they equate the energy of the all that is, because we're all aspects of the Creator, in human form. And I have one of those pictures that have quotes on it, and it says that everything in creation is an aspect of the Creator looking back at itself. You know, so that includes the birds, the trees, you know, everything. And we're all made out of the same stuff. You know, the atoms, the molecules, just vibrating in a different way, a different form. And Deepak Chopra has a way of saying that these human fleshy bodies that we're in, this is the Creator walking around in drag, you know, with the fleshy thing on. So we're all aspects of the Creator in human form. You know, we're all that there is, and all that is all of us. You know, so I'm just blabbering now. That's all. I'm just rattling on. And it's time for us to go. I don't want to go. I miss y'all. We won't be able to talk. Well, I can talk to you every single day if, you know, I could do that. But I can't do that. One of the things that I plan on doing with myself and creating in my now is that I'm going to continue doing my online yoga. I do my stretches and everything to try and keep my body limber because it's not walking as much. It's not moving as much. I'm not throwing boxes around like I did at UPS. So I'm losing muscle tone. But I still have this vision that I want to participate in Senior Olympics. Can you imagine me? Senior Games? I always said I wanted to do track and field, but I don't know. We'll have to see. I got to get a whole lot stronger than I am. I got to do something with these lungs, with this smoker that's in my building somewhere. What else do I want to see in my now? Oh, I can't. Oh, my gosh. In the pool with the senior citizens, doing my senior exercises. But that's neither here nor there. I'm here. You're there. It's time for me to say goodnight. It's time for me to let you know that I love you. It's time for me to go get something to eat. It's been beautiful. I love everybody. The board's all lit up. You take care. Stay blessed. And come and see me. Hang out with me. First Sunday in October. Stay strong. Keep that vibration up. You understand? Up.
Thank you.